Good evening, and thank you for joining us for our Wednesday night Perium Education Call. My name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Perium Health Products, and I'm really excited for the number of people who are joining us this evening. I know that everybody is in that, not everybody, but many people are in that transition into the holiday mode, into the Hollywood, into the holiday sort of state of mind. And so before that happens, I wanted to have, of course, an opportunity to tell you a little bit about some of the dangers, some of the hidden dangers that might be found sort of in the holidays. And you go, well, what do you mean about hidden dangers in the holidays? Well, there's the obvious things, you know, Christmas tree hazards and fires and people drinking and driving and the need to be cautious in our actions and, you know, during this time of season, because a lot of people are distracted. A lot of people aren't paying as attention as close as they might should be. So, of course, the typical warnings about not over bundling your electrical wires and, you know, being sure to, you know, to tend to, you know, the road when you're driving, because others will be so distracted and possibly even inebriated. Those are some of the typical warnings that you might get. But I want to warn you about the food. That's right, the food. And I don't mean just because it may not be so, you know, that it might be a little unhealthy. I mean, it actually might be dangerous. So tonight, I just wanted to take you down my list of potential hazards that you could run into while sort of going over the holiday circuit. And a lot of people aren't aware of these things. So one of them is actually sort of unusual, and that's the old gingerbread house. You know, they make these gingerbread house kits, and they're like, you know, they're supposedly made out of cookie dough, and then you glue them together with, you know, icing or whatever. But when you buy those pre-made gingerbread houses, the cookies that are used to make those are actually loaded with preservatives and chemicals. And they even warn you on the side of the box that this should not be eaten, that it's for decorative purposes only. But each and every year, some person who wasn't aware of that, they just go, oh, there's a gingerbread house. I think I'll break it apart and start eating some of the cookies and the icing that it was made from. And in fact, that could be a fatal mistake. So it seems trivial. But I remember that in past years, you always hear stories of people who are actually poisoned by, that's right, a gingerbread house. So that's one of those silly little dangers, but not silly at all, but I'm one of those maybe unthought of dangers. But what about some of the artificial colorings that are used? You see, because of the season, and this happens at Halloween as well, of course, because of the season, we start to have cupcakes and cookies and other things, sprinkles and other designs that are in, of course, bright red and bright green. And these are, in fact, two of the most dangerous artificial colors that exist in all of sort of the culinary arts. You see, colorings are used, for example, in red velvet cake. Red velvet cake becomes red because of a red dye. And that red dye may actually lead to health issues. I don't want to say cancer, but as you know, yellow dye and certain red dyes and now some blue dyes as well and green dyes have been shown to cause cancer, but perhaps less dangerous, but equally as a concern to me, are the receptor sites. You see, what most people do not understand is that our body has receptor sites for pigments. That's right. The colors in food actually are needed by our body. They are part of the phytochemistry of a plant that makes us healthier. Let me give you an example. In blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, pomegranates, tart cherry concentrate, each of those have these deep, dark pigments that are loaded with what is called a proanthocyanidin. And as you know, the name cyan means blue. So these blue and purple and red pigments have receptor sites in the brain that our body really needs. And so when we take artificial colors into our body, they actually are rushed to the corresponding receptor site that we have in our body for pigments. And if those receptor sites are filled with these artificial colors, they will actually become occupied or saturated with artificial colors. And then the function of the brain, the function of the heart, the function of the tissue in and around our joints and ligaments will actually be reduced, and inflammation will begin. Because anti-inflammatory compounds because these pigments are anti-inflammatory compounds. And so artificial colors are not only potentially cancer-causing, but they also occupy receptor sites that natural pigments from plants typically would occupy. And in doing so, they stop, slow down, or harm the body in its ability to protect itself from inflammation. Now, green dyes have been implicated in a number of potential health issues as well. And so as we go around to the, you get one of these big cans of cookies and they're all decorated with different colors. Maybe if you have to have one of those cookies, just go for the one with sugar sprinkled over the top. That's right. A good old-fashioned unhealthy sugar cookie is going to be way better than any brightly colored holiday decorated cookie. And that is sort of one of those, I don't know, it maybe sounds trivial, but to me it's very important. In addition to that, almost all of these holiday treats are made with the most unhealthy types of flour, the most unhealthy types of sugar, and of course, unfortunately, the most unhealthy type of cooking oil, which is typically going to be hydrogenated. So for a person who attempts to eat healthy, it may be that 90% of the bad food they eat, in other words, the dangerous food they eat, actually takes place in this short period of time that we call the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. And if you want to, you could include Halloween, because those trick-or-treat snacks and those Thanksgiving desserts and those holiday treats and those New Year's parties, unfortunately, that's not a time when most people are thinking, hey, how healthy can I make this meal? So again, when you look at most holiday treats, I want you to look for the hidden dangers, and these hidden dangers are actually going to take a tremendous toll. So here's a trend that I think that most people could relate to. Most people will point to some point in their own life where this has been true, and that is making a bad thing worse. You know what I mean. People who are dieting say, oh, I already cheated, so I might as well just go all the way. As long as I'm cheating, why have one piece of cake? Just have three and then just get it off of your mind and go back to your diet. People who are in the midst of making bad decisions tend to continue to make bad decisions. It's sort of a piling on that we do to ourselves that is really quite unusual. And so during the holiday season, if you could keep from getting really bad. In other words, think about your life and think about the times that you have failed to have self-control and realize that it is during those times that the greatest damage was done. And so if we exhibit just a little bit of control over the holidays, then we are going to experience something that is very important. We're going to stop our body from going into one of its, quote, worst phases. So if you take, statistically, if you take a group of numbers and you throw out the lowest number or throw out the highest number before you make an average, then I guess I'm getting too complicated. I apologize. I'm overthinking this. The bottom line is, when you eliminate your worst behavior, you eliminate the worst outcome. So guard against the hidden dangers in food over the holidays. And when these holidays are over, you will not have sort of this mountain to overcome, you know, sort of bouncing back from the toxins, detoxifying, cleansing, losing extra weight. And so another one of the hidden dangers perhaps around the holidays is, quite honestly, the excess. We consider ourselves, we want to consider ourselves to be an ecologically friendly company. We want to consider ourselves to be a green company, a company that really cares about the environment, that really cares about, you know, people. And I wanted to sort of warn you about the excesses of Christmas, because the cheaper the gift that we buy, and I don't mean inexpensive, I mean the more disposable that a gift is, then in my opinion, the less desirable it should be as a gift or as a possession. We're living in a world where the durability of goods, in other words, the rate at which the things we buy is not very long. The shelf life of things, the lifespan, is just not that long. And so as we buy things for Christmas this year, let's remember that quality, things that are made from recyclable or sustainable ingredients, even recycled ingredients, things that will make a contribution to the life of the person who you're buying it for, something that will make a contribution, a long-term contribution to the quality of their life. And those type of meaningful gifts, you know, are, in my opinion, far more important than abundance, far more important than quantity. I know that for some people, the more gifts you have under the tree, then the better you feel. But I want to change that. This is a year when, look around America, people are hurting. Unemployment, underemployment. We see the mortgage crisis and all of these other things. These are signs of the time. And all of those crises happened because of the short-sighted nature of people's decision-making. So we're a holistic company. We're a company that wants to help you to thrive and to heal, not only yourself, but the community you live in and the earth that we live on. And so this Christmas, go into the small mom-and-pop shops. Go in and support a small business. Go in and buy something that's been handmade, handcrafted, something of durable quality, something that will make a contribution to, again, life of the person who receives it. So, again, one of the hidden dangers of the holidays is excess, an excess of buying simply for the purposes of buying, quantity over quality. And here's the time to ask ourselves, in the food we eat, isn't that the same? It's this quantity over quality. And so I want to take a moment to talk about the quality of the products of Purium. You see, the nature of our business is a green business. The farms that we support, organic farms and pure food processing, make a world that not only is healthy, you know, because of, you know, the way that we grow our food, the food that we grow makes the people who consume it healthy. Now, in addition to that, I want to remind you about a couple of things that Purium Health Products also has done in its history to make, again, this world. We're coming upon the new year, and we're closing out this year, and it's time to reflect back and to see what we have or have not accomplished. And over this past year, I want to let you know that the company that you support, Purium Health Products, has been involved in dozens and dozens of humanitarian efforts, whether it's donations and during times of national or international disasters, whether it be caring for or donating to the, you know, homeless shelters or underprivileged shelters or battered women and children shelters. When you support Purium Health Products, you're supporting a company that truly cares. And so another one of the dangers of this holiday season is to forget how important it is to avoid depression. You see, this is a time of year when many people are separated from the ones they love. They're reminded of their past. They're reminded of things that may not be pleasant, or even just missing a relative who's no longer with them due to death or separation. And so during this time of the year, we all need to look out for those around us, those in our surroundings, and try to be sensitive to their needs. In this time of giving, what is easier to give than a smile? What is easier to give than a little bit of patience and letting somebody pull out of the parking lot instead of rushing by on the street and leaving them stuck there, stopping while somebody crosses the street, looking down at somebody in a wheelchair and saying, "Happy holidays, how are you today?" instead of just rushing right by them. So during this time of year when everybody's talking about giving, it's so easy to be insensitive, to elbow the person in the aisle next to you as they try to, and not on purpose, but just the hustling and bustling that's going on. Let's stop and incorporate some human kindness and some compassion and some caring for our brothers who maybe may not be at their best this time of year, or maybe just need a little more patience, a little more compassion, a little more love. And so that's another hidden danger of the holidays, is rushing around and forgetting the humanity that this season is really supposed to embody. So the greatest gift sometimes that you could give is that smile, is that moment of patience, that act of kindness. So that will cost you nothing. And the great part about giving through an act of kindness is it always gives back to you, karmically or just in the way that you feel about yourself. So, again, this is not a traditional Wednesday night consumer education call. This is a call that's sort of dedicated to warning you about the food, about the dangers on the road, the dangers in your home, but also this is a holistic company, and the dangers of forgetting during these few short weeks of supposed celebration that there are some challenges that are going to arise. And I want you to be aware of those. I want you to be safe. I want you to be healthy. And I want you to get through this, quote, holiday season without having fallen into many of these traps or made some of these mistakes. Now, because this is a product focus, I want to tell you a couple of recipes that I love to break out during this holiday season. And one of them is my super healthy gravy. That's right. Imagine a gravy, because this is the time of the year when there's gravy on everything. Gravy over this, gravy over that. And so I actually looked at that dinner plate, that Christmas and Thanksgiving plate, and said, wow, that's the most fattening thing on the plate. So let's try to make it the healthiest thing on the plate. So now this recipe is on our website. And it is a coconut oil-based recipe. So here's what you're going to need. You're going to need about a quarter of a sweet onion to a half an onion, quarter to a half a sweet onion. You're going to need about 3 to 4 tablespoons of our germinated activated barley. That's an amazing, super slow-burning whole grain that's just loaded with beta-glucans and all this amazing stuff that lowers cholesterol, and it helps detoxify the body and boost the immunity, and has a super slow-burning carbohydrate that helps us lose weight. And, of course, you know, coconut oil has the medium-chain triglycerides, It's antiviral, antifungal. It has all these incredible properties. That's the fat we're going to use. So we're going to take a couple of teaspoons, let's say a tablespoon of coconut oil, and we're going to begin to saute those onions. And while we're doing that, we're going to take a little bit of vegetable broth. I like it. It's called Better Than Bouillon. It's an organic vegetable broth base. And I take and I get a cup and a half of that Better Than Bouillon vegetable broth, but you can make your own vegetable broth. Get that boiling on the side. And you're caramelizing the onions in one pan. You're making them get to the point where they're starting to get brown and get that sort of texture that you see in the caramelized onions. And when you get that hot and caramelized, you take that and you sprinkle the activated barley into the pan, and you start to move it around a little bit with a wooden spoon, and you mix together that flour and the oil and the caramelized onions, and you let that brown in the pan a little bit. And then when that starts to brown and bubble, look a little bit gooey like roux, and then you take that boiling liquid on the side, and you pour that right in, that vegetable broth, you pour that right in there, and you add your spices, the other spices that you might want. You know, depends upon your own kitchen flair, but right now you've got the basis for you. Just turn that down and simmer it, and turn it into the most beautiful, bubbly, delicious gravy. And that gravy, again, has a wonderful taste, but more importantly, because of the ingredients you use, that gravy is actually going to lower cholesterol. That gravy is going to help you lose weight. That gravy is going to provide you with energy instead of make you fall asleep after dinner. And it will, in fact, be sort of an anchor to your meal, because it's the healthiest thing on the table, and it used to be the most unhealthy thing on the table. And that is one of those little holiday secrets that could save you thousands of calories, for your family anyway, thousands of calories, unhealthy calories, and convert them into a very healthy treat. Now, you know how there's always a lot of soda pops around during the holidays, and what I've learned to do is make the healthiest fruit punch you have ever tasted. And here's what you need. You need a bottle of Tarte Montmorency Concentrate. That's our Apothecary, or our Power of 10 fruit. You need a half gallon of pineapple juice, a half gallon of orange juice. And when you put that all together, you will actually make a full gallon and a little bit more, a gallon and a quart it tastes exactly like Hawaiian punch to me. It has this amazing tropical punch, fruit punch type of flavor. And if it's a little sweet, you could add some water to thin it out. And I've also added ginger ale in there. It gives a little bit of bubbly. And it adds that like sort of ginger flavor, which gives it a very holiday flavor. So this holiday fruit punch, again, with one bottle of Tarte Montmorency Concentrate, a half gallon of pineapple juice, a half gallon of orange juice, and, get the good orange juice with pulp, some good quality pineapple juice, and you've got a delicious and nutritious fruit punch that everybody at the party will celebrate that, oh, my goodness, it's so delicious. They probably believe it was that disgusting, syrupy, artificially colored, artificially flavored stuff that, that you get from Hawaiian punch. And so there again, you could take one of the most unhealthy things on the table, that soda pop that I would never recommend, and you could turn it into an amazingly healthy, powerful antioxidant that people will have without even knowing it, right along with their meal. And these type of secrets, these types of recipes, we are typically make available on our website, our holiday recipes. So I want you to look for those in the very near future. We usually have them up a couple weeks before Christmas with our tips on how to turn your holiday meals into healthy meals without your guests even knowing it. So once again, my name is David Sandoval. I am the owner and founder of Purium Health Products, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and we are going through what I believe is an amazing and exciting exciting time, not only in the world, but also within this company. And the reason why, you know, the world, in my opinion, we're at a real turning point. We're at a point where in the very near future, there are going to be two distinct classes of people. And we're already seeing this develop. And those two distinct classes of people are those not defined by religion or by monetary wealth, by political affiliation or geographical location. Those two classes of people are going to be clearly defined by their longevity and by the quality of their life. And the first class of people will live to be 90, 95, 100 or more in perfect health or in very good health, enjoying life to the maximum. And then the second class of people, the other class of people, are those who are going to suffer from one or a series of chronic and degenerative conditions, who are going to age too soon, too rapidly, and are going to die at the age of 60 or 65 or maybe 70. And that gap between living to be 65 or 95 is a significant one. That gap represents the two classes of people. Those who will die too soon and die miserably, suffering and never experiencing all of the joy and happiness and wonder and wisdom that comes with age. And that other class of people that will maximize this opportunity, this amazing gift that we call life. I'm going to tell you that for those of you who do not appreciate just how amazing this gift is, I want you tomorrow as you go into the street, I want you to look for somebody who's on crutches and be thankful for the two legs that you have. I want you to look for somebody who's homeless and be thankful for the abundance that's been brought into your life. I want you to look at somebody who's alone and be thankful for the family that you have. I want you to look around and see just how blessed you truly are. And I want you to celebrate this amazing gift that we call life. I want you to embrace it. And I want you to make it your goal, as I have made it my goal, to become one of that class of people that will, in fact, maximize my longevity, that will, in fact, make a contribution to this world in a positive way, because I have the strength, the will, the knowledge, and the desire to not just take from this world, but to give back to it. To not just survive, but to thrive. And so I tell you that while everybody's alive, not everybody is living. And it's a shame when we die before we're dead. But I go into the old age homes, I go into the intensive care units, and I talk to people. I talk to people with tubes in their nose and needles in their arms. I talk to people that are being fed plastic food on plastic trays, eating it with plastic spoons. I talk to people who have amazing ears, y'all. They have amazing ears because they're listening, they're listening. And when they hear those soft shoes, they know it's the nurse. And they hear the hard shoes, they know it's the doctor. And when they hear some other shoes, they're hoping beyond hope that God, maybe somebody came to visit me today. I've seen it, and it's ugly. So I'm telling you, as the owner and founder of Purium Health Products, I've dedicated myself to you. I've dedicated myself to providing you with the tools that is never going to be your future. Now, you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So I had the privilege to meet dozens, over 100 amazing people in these last few days traveling through Florida and New York City, people who came out in the cold, people who came away from their holiday scurrying around to meet me. And I want to thank those of you on the line tonight who are among those numbers. And I want to welcome all those people who have recently joined our family of well-intentioned and like-minded people who are dedicated to making this world a better place. And with that, I want to remind you that my name is David Sandoval, and that I'm going to be here once again 2 weeks from tonight, right between New Year's, Christmas and New Year's. And Dr. Michael Wofield will be here with you. I'll be here next with you. My apologies, on the 21st, Dr. Michael Wofield on the 14th. And I will look forward to having you back on the call with us each and every Wednesday. So for those of you who have joined us, I want to thank you once again. If you know somebody who wasn't on the call and you took something away from this call that you'd like to share with them, I hope that you will. And, you know, it's not too late, by the way. I think the coolest thing that we have right now is our gift card marketing program. So if you guys go to our website, myperium.com, and you click on that gift card marketing program, or you go to myfreeperium.com and you look at these gift cards we have, where you'll be able to actually give away $50 of the Perium Health products to somebody for about $10. I think that's pretty cool. So in this time of giving, don't forget the Perium Health products allows you to give the gift of health. And I think that that is a pretty cool idea. So once again, thank you for taking time out of your day to be with me tonight. As is our promise, we try to keep these calls to 30 minutes or less. I believe that we have accomplished this tonight. So once again, to all of you, whether you are celebrating Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whether you are an agnostic or atheist, I tell you, life is a gift. It is worth opening up, unwrap it, throw away the bow, and start using it. Because we were given this gift a long time ago. Maybe it's been a while since we've appreciated it. So let's take a minute tonight and each and every day and be appreciative of that gift. And as we should do with each gift that we have, we should take care of it and appreciate it. So God bless you all this evening. Look forward to having you with me again 2 weeks from tonight. Please do join Dr. Michael Wofield 1 week from this evening. That is our naturopathic doctor. I like to call that open mic, because Michael opens up and shares with you some of his long, long held secrets about health, nutrition, wellness, and holistic living. Good night, everybody, and thank you so much for being with us tonight.